Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay. As always, it's your girls, Shantae
and Jasmine.
Woo, woo.
Spirit fingers, bring it.
Spirit fingers.
Today we have a very special guest with us. We have May from
the Girls Need Love 2 podcast. So she's only one half of the duo, but we're really thankful and happy that she's joining us this morning. Instead of doing like our regular weekly recaps, we're going to take this opportunity to do a little intro of May, give a brief like introduction of how we know her, and then let her take it away. But May is actually a really good friend of mine. We've known each other for almost 10 years now. Wow, that's a long time. let's see, she's like a big sister to me. She calls me like her little sister, and she's been through a lot when it comes to dating, and she's got a lot to offer when it comes to that field. So her and her cousin started their podcast, and Macy, why don't you go ahead and let us know a little bit about that?
Sure. Good morning, everyone. So Girls Need Love 2, we decided to make it because basically my cousin and I, we are both in our 30s. And we were both on the dating apps, and we had reconnected actually. So it was a time where we're like still getting to know each other and or just like learning more about each other. But yeah, we cover a lot of topics. It's not just dating in your 30s. We talk about friendships and family, and yeah. So yeah, it's been really fun.
It's important actually to think about, because I feel like in your 30s, when it comes to friends and family and dating, a lot of things can be going on.
Yeah, and a lot of things change.
Yeah,
it's a transition. What you were doing in your 20s. I feel like as the older you get, the more people you probably start to weed out from your friend group. And like,
well, you know who's important for you.
Right.
Exactly.
And trying to develop like an adult relationship with your parents. I think about that all the time.
Parents seeing you and treating you as an adult is something that is still going to forever be a work in progress. Okay, well, May, we've got a few more things that we obviously want to talk about in relation to you and the podcast. But before we do that, let's do a warm up. Let's do a quick little icebreaker. Mm-hmm. Last week we played a Guess That Celebrity, which we use like a random celebrity generator. Gave clues to one another to try to guess that. It was really, really fun. So we thought that we would bring it back and have you join in with us.
Okay.
What we're going to do, though, so that we're not just like competing with one another, is Shantae will give me clues. I will give you clues. You will give Shantae her clues.
Okay.
Sounds good. So I need to go ahead and get my random list generated. Do you have it ready and pulled up, May?
Yes, I do.
Okay, cool. You're ahead of the game. Okay, we're going to do 6 at a time. No duplicates.
The production value is stimulating, by the way.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, if you guys
remember. I like everyone's on their phones. They're like,
sorry. If you guys remember the rules from last time, we will have 6 random celebrities. We will try to get our person to guess them in under a minute's time. You may not rhyme the words. And for an extra challenge, you can not mention any of their bodies of work. But that's just for an extra challenge.
That's a tricky one. I'm over here like, sweating.
I'm going to be wrong on every celebrity.
Be confident. Be confident.
All right, so I'm going first.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Boom.
He said E=mc².
Einstein.
Yes. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Audrey Hepburn?
Yes. Oh, he was in that group.
You're killing me.
He was in a group. He was in like a rock rap group, and he committed suicide recently.
Recently?
Not recently. Probably two or 3 years ago. I can't think of the name of the group.
From the green... For what I've done, I'm so numb.
Yeah. 1 second.
Skip it.
Thank you, next.
Ariana Grande.
We have a candle with his face on it.
Jesus Christ.
That was good.
I was like, Jesus?
I don't know who this chick is.
Oh, time's up.
I'm like,
it was Amy Lee.
Evanescence.
Oh.
Okay, what's the group called? Chester Bennington.
What's the group?
What is the group that
Linkin Park.
Thank you. Cause they did all like the Avengers songs and everything.
Well done, Macy.
I mean, not Avengers, Transformers.
Thank you.
Good call.
The one that was sticking out to me was Limp Bizkit, and I knew that was wrong.
Fred Durst.
Starts with an L. So
yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, that's got me excited.
All right, your turn, Jazz.
Okay. Macy, are you ready?
I guess so.
All right, and
okay, so he's the mean dad in Meet the Fockers.
Oh God.
Old guy.
He's in a lot of stuff.
God, it's not Ben Stiller.
Nope.
It's next.
Okay. Kiki, do you love me?
That's right.
Is that a baby? Yes. We both have the same color eyes. She's into makeup and fashion, has not dropped an album in like forever, and the Navy is going crazy.
NT.
Oh, Rihanna.
Brad Pitt dumped her for Angelina Jolie.
Jennifer Aniston.
The audacity.
Him and his wife were one of the first celebrity couples diagnosed with COVID.
Oh, Tom Hanks.
Yes!
Yeah.
Good.
And he is America's favorite voiceover actor ever. Black man.
Oh, Morgan Freeman?
Yes!
Girl.
Okay, let's go back to this old white guy. I don't know what other
movies.
Darn it. Robert De Niro.
Oh, yeah.
You can see his face, right? It's like he's been in so many other things, but I can't think of like multiple things off the top of my head. And we actually just recently saw him in something.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
We just saw something literally the other day that had him in it.
He was on a recent roast. Yeah, they roasted him recently.
Man, that was probably good.
Who else was a part of that roast?
Oh, what's his nuts from, I know. You can say that, that's fine. Fair. Saturday Night Live, the young cat, he's got a lot of shoe game.
Pete Davidson.
Thank you. He did a really, really good job with that. I believe so, yeah.
You know, I like him on those roasts because I just recently saw, I sent Macy actually, we all saw this clip recently of Ann Coulter's roast.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a compilation of people just going in on her. And Pete Davidson was one of them. And he actually did a really good job.
Yeah.
Savage.
All right.
Savage.
Macy, are you ready to give Shantae her clues?
I am.
She seems so like, all right.
I know.
Yeah,
I know. We know it's early. You tell me when, girl.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
And we go.
Big pirate ship, a franchise movie with
Pirates of the Caribbean, Johnny Depp.
Yes. Her dad was also a country singer, very famous.
Miley Cyrus.
Yes. Very funny guy. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, The Mask, and
Jim Carrey.
Yes. He is the supposedly king of rock, but we all know
Elvis Presley.
Yes.
And that's Cap.
She played Cleopatra way back in the day, an older actress.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Yes. And this guy, the movie is called Psycho, and oh man, what movie is it again? Oh, forget.
5 seconds.
He was in, I don't know.
Dark Knight, Christian Bale.
Yes.
Oh, and girl, I would have got that.
In the end.
Soon as you said Psycho.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I just, American Psycho. I just saw that too. And I love Christian Bale, even though he's problematic.
He is.
He was in Newsies way back.
Oh, like original production of Newsies on Broadway? Like,
no. I think on the movie show.
Oh. I've never seen it. I didn't know that there was a movie called Newsies. Excuse me. I'm not doing my, I'm all about musicals and whatnot, and the fact that I haven't seen Newsies is just a shame.
Oh, wow. You need to work on that.
I do. Thanks, May.
That's well said.
Sorry. I haven't watched many musicals.
Well said.
I mean. Okay, so earlier, May, we kind of did a brief introduction about you and what your podcast was about. Shantae and I know have a couple questions that we want to ask you. And of course, feel free to say yay or nay to any of them. But one that I tried to jump into before we got on air was, what was your guys' most recent episode about?
Okay. We actually brought one of Yvonne's friends over. So we did a guy's perspective and covered a lot of the topics that we did, or like the ones that people, we basically know what our stats are. So we were looking at like the most listened to episodes, and we were going over those topics. So we talked about him and what his swiping life has been and what his relationships have been like. And we covered a lot of things. He was also Filipino, so we talked a lot about our culture.
It was
interesting. We were thinking of bringing him on actually way back when, during the first episodes, because we knew that eventually we'd want to get a guy on there.
Yes.
Just for their perspective.
Yeah.
And it was actually a positive one. So yeah, listen to it. It's a good one. It's one of my favorite ones actually. It's very, very fun.
That's always nice.
Picking his brain about everything.
Yeah, so. we find too, from our perspective, and like with a lot of stuff that we talk about, we're very strongly opinionated, and having a male perspective is definitely refreshing.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Thanks, Vinny.
Sorry, I was trying to put that in.
He was waiting for it.
Ooh, my angle.
Macy, so in your last episode, you said you guys talked about like his date or his Tinder habits or Bumble habits, and what did you see, like, from just his perspective, like how is the male Tinder experience different from maybe the female, or do you think that a lot of it aligns?
A lot of it aligns. The difference with him, though, he really thought about who he swiped on. So like his reasoning was, so he was talking about how he was saying how he's not as good looking of a guy. And so whenever he'd see someone super attractive, he'd pause for a second and then be like, oh no, she's too attractive. She wouldn't go for me. Yeah. So and
Benny
has a type. He was talking about
I can vouch. I have.
I'm just getting sad.
But I've fallen into that too. I've swiped. I'm like, no, there's no way she would look at me like you know what I mean? Like, nope.
I mean, but like really quick, I'm gonna back Benny on that, because you know there have been times, there have been guys you thought were not that attractive, and you're like, the audacity.
Right? Why are you swiping on me, sir?
And that's not swipe on me, sir.
And why are you super liking me? First of all.
Like some of the boldness that you get, like, I'm just saying, have to be the vapid one. Sorry.
And it was nice because he also had a type, but he swiped on everyone. Because I know that the last time I swiped, I had a type, so I really was not swiping on very many people.
Okay,
but. He had that factor too. I mean, he was picking women who weren't who were too attractive, in his words. And also, but he was also not picky about who he was swiping on.
Love it. So I have another question for you, and it's kind of related to, it can kind of go hand in hand with that. Relationship-wise, friendship relationship-wise, and navigating that as like an adult. I don't know if that was a topic that you talked with him on as well, but I know that I've got a couple situations in my life where I can kind of relate to that, or like say we're growing and maybe things just start meshing. How have you guys managed to like talk about that, and what have you found like solace in dealing with relationships that, friendships and whatnot?
We covered that friendship episode, and basically the main point is all relationships, just like a relationship, a friendship can run its course. Not every friendship is going to last forever. And there are some toxic people, like regardless of whether you've known them for 2 years or even 15 years, if that friendship, that relationship is not working out, then you cut them off. And her viewpoint, so that was one of the main things that I had talked about. And my cousin's viewpoint, she had lost a whole bunch of friends after her divorce. So that's what she's navigating through, how to make friends when you're in your 30s.
Right. It's hard.
Don't make friends like that. Everyone has their set group of
people.
It's like, do I have time to entertain another friendship or relationship in my life right now? There's just like so many things going on. So that was mainly what we talked about for that episode about friendship. And just like in regards to relationships, again, I'm bringing it back to her, but my cousin went through a divorce. So like, and it's very interesting because her last relationship, basically it's sprung from her divorce. So
spicy.
We talked a lot about how we've talked a lot about being emotionally unavailable, but still being with that person.
So
you get to the point where if things had ended, regardless of how long that relationship was, then, for example, I think it took them about 3 years to act for like being separated. But at the same time, she was dealing with getting to know this guy that eventually became her boyfriend.
Wow.
And then the divorce was finalized, and that guy was the love of her life. So she is on the apps, but not looking for a relationship, but keeps finding herself in situations where there are people who want relationships, and she's
still emotionally unavailable. Oh, yeah, that's so tricky.
Yeah, I know. So.
I feel like I can relate to that because I often find myself, there's many of me in here.
Yeah.
Gifted, but I do you find, are. Gifted you
yeah.
are.
I do just find myself like maybe finally finding somebody that might be good for me, and then just running, or, you know, just pushing away. And it's like, why am I, everyone's afraid of getting hurt or being vulnerable or opening back up after experiencing loss.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about that the other day, actually.
Look at that. I love.
Because, like, I'm even seeing someone, and this is the first time I've actually seriously dated or seriously started to get to know someone in 6 years, I think.
It's a big deal. And I know it's a big deal because she didn't tell me about it right away. How I know.
Yes. Very hesitant.
Because you got to make sure that, because again, it's the vulnerability.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just a very tumultuous start in general.
Well, I mean, like, look at your cousin's situation. She found somebody out of a divorce. You know, not every situation's going to be ideal.
Exactly. Yep. So, any other questions?
No, we're actually going to go ahead and hop into a really quick break. We'll probably touch on some of those topics a little bit more in our next segment, because we are going to recap the Insecure episode, and we'll probably get back around to that whole friendships kind of dissolving.
Cool.
All right. Oh, yeah. You guys are listening to The Way.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local.
Hey, Seattle! Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst, because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
Welcome back, you guys. You're listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Before our break, we wrapped up a couple questions with May from the Girls Need Love 2 podcast. And we're going to continue our fun conversation and jump into a quick recap of new releases that have happened within the last week.
Okay, so there's a couple of projects dropped last week that we wanted to talk about before we hopped into our review. So our friend Scarlett Park dropped a new single called Pretend last Friday. It's a really dope song. So if you have the chance, check that out, streaming everywhere. And then also Kehlani dropped. Was that her album dropped last Friday as well?
I think it was the Friday before. Well, it wasn't last Friday, but I think the Friday before.
Because I was going to say, I've been listening to that a lot.
On repeat.
For weekend.
Yes.
That's the case.
It was good until it wasn't. And the whole album is awesome. It's been charting. It's really good. You know, I think this is the best that one of her albums has ever done.
Really?
I think so.
Well, congrats to her.
She's got Tory Lanez on a track. She's got that wonderful song Toxic on it.
She's got Janae on it as well.
Oh, yes. Change Your Life, right? Can I change your life or something? Yeah.
But yeah, so if you haven't checked that out, definitely recommend that. But what we really wanted to talk about during our review of the week was the new episode of Insecure. So if you guys remember, last week was the block party episode, which was the big event that we've essentially been building up to all season. Even last season, we were building up to it. It is one episode after the post, the block party, and, you know, Issa and Molly had that big fight at the party, and we're all thinking they need to talk.
Right.
They need to work this out, because this could be a serious rift in their relationship. Mm-hmm. And we go the entire episode, and these fools don't talk.
Like, not even a mention of it. You know, Issa's been dodging her other friends. That's like, yo, you should probably talk to your friend.
Right.
Like, you know, just avoiding the situation doesn't make anything better.
So overall, ladies, like, how did you personally feel about this episode?
Macy, I want to hear your take before I give mine, because you watched it also before we did.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, it did get me thinking about that whole just friendships running their course, because you hate to see it. You hate to see it. It's like, God, you just wanted them to like make up, but it just was a train wreck. It just kept getting worse and worse. I don't know. At this point, I have no idea if I actually want them to be stay friends.
Right.
It's like such a, man, it's such a train.
How do you come back from that?
Exactly. It's getting worse and worse.
Yeah, and both of them, I feel like, have this position of like, I'm tired of doing this. It's on them, you know? And it's just like, clearly this has been building up for a long, long time, because you guys are best friends, the best of friends. Right. And then something like this happens, and now you guys are ready to dead it completely, to never go back, you know? So it's just like, there's a lot of stuff that I feel like has not been talked about and addressed that's led up to even this season and then this blow up within itself.
Right.
That's what I was actually going to say, is that I feel like it seems sudden that they would just want to debt the relationship. But I also feel like Molly and Issa have not been getting along for a while. Mm-hmm. Like when they went on that trip with Tiffany and Kelly, and it was like on a beach, like a Malibu trip.
Yeah.
That was the episode where Lawrence broke up with her or left the house.
Trash. Finally,
whichever. But like they fought there too. And like, I feel like that was an instance of where you could see their relationship dynamic and how it's not always a perfect friendship.
Yeah.
And then we saw more instances of that, like where that's what we see them treat each other a lot. It's kind of like taking low jabs all the time, like, oh, I'm throwing slight shade, but that's our relationship, because we're always throwing slight shade. And it's like, I feel like both of them have gotten to a point where they're like, okay, well, the slight shade is now feeling like real shade, and like you actually mean something behind it when you say it. It's super interesting. This episode reminds me a lot of my friendships currently. It's actually really weird. We watched this episode, and then some of my like college friends, you know, we're like, we all want to get together and talk to each other, and just like, we haven't in a while, but there's just other things that we want to talk about as well. And I just found myself kind of in that same position where I felt like, you know, Molly and Issa, and I was like, I'm kind of at this point where I feel like I am the friend who reaches out the most or consistently. And so it's like when my friends are like, let's, you know, have a quorum, I'm like, okay, well, who's setting it up? Because I do it every time, and it's like I'm the only person who's actually interested in keeping our friendships together. And everybody just looks to me to like solve that. And, you know, that's fine. And I do that, but it's kind of like, it gets old for me quick. Cause I just think that all of us should be able to, at this point, have one-on-ones and come together like that. But it's just not. But yeah, I just saw a lot of myself this episode, and it was weird.
Macy, I want to ask you, the end scene when Issa's getting ready to go and get her food and then goes and sees Molly in the restaurant, would you have walked out or would you have still gone in?
At that point, I would have walked out. I would have done this.
Really?
Thing. Yep.
Man.
What would you have done, Jasmine?
I don't know. Like, knowing me, I would probably... I'm the kind of person that's like, well, I'm not going to let you like prevent me from getting food. We can just like, hey, you know, like keep it cordial. I'm all about keeping it cordial. I have no problem. Like if we don't get along, we don't have to get along. But if we're in public, then we don't need to act a fool to one another. So it's like, if I'm, you know, Issa was high and hungry, I'm not going to let this be a reason why I don't get food, you know? And then here's the thing. If Molly wanted to say something and like, you know, this turned into a discussion, let it be, but like not there. you know, sure. True. You know, well, that's fine. Let's go back to my place or something. Or like, hey, you know, I pulled up here. Let's go talk in the car. You know?
I guess it's coming from a place where, like, I actually had a friendship breakup with my best friend. So I was thinking of it in terms like they're not going to come back from this. And I would just rather not. Because like I'm also the one who reaches out. So it was the same thing actually. Things just weren't the same because we, I don't know, we had a little falling out and I just continued to reach out. And then the second time we had another falling out, which is eventually what caused the friendship to end. I was still the one reaching out. So it gets to a point where it's like,
just beating a dead horse.
I'm hungry, but do I really want to have this conversation?
Because there's so much food.
You don't know. There's so much food to eat. You don't know how it's going to turn out. Like, are you guys going to fight in the middle of a restaurant? Are we going to be like, oh, let's talk about this later? And then it doesn't, because you saw that happening over the past couple episodes where it's like, hey, we should talk. And then they don't. And then that's why it just continues. The block party.
Yeah.
I agree. I definitely want it. Issa to go in. Like, same. I was like, please, Issa, go in. Please go in. Please go in. But I think, honestly, if it had been me and I were Issa, after what I just said, I probably would have walked away as well. Because there's just, I feel like she probably wasn't in the mindset to deal with that. And I feel like Molly doesn't know anything about timing and when to have discussions. So if Issa had walked in there and been like, hey, keep it pushing, Molly would have been like, I want to talk about this
right here, right now.
Like, and you're just not gonna ruin a meal for me. So
yeah,
I definitely agree with you, Macy, on that one.
Yeah, very unfortunate.
Now, do you think moving forward that they will talk and say they will, or if they will talk, except they won't talk, obviously they're not going to continue to be friends. Now, say that they do talk, it could still go either way. They could decide to be friends from there, or they can still talk and just decide to go separate ways, or you know, how do you see that playing out? Do you see them talking and staying friends, or do you see them, you know, talking and deciding, hey, we're just on different paths right now?
Man, I just can't stop comparing it to like my personal experience. And I guess it's just at the point when you're in your 30s, it's like, and because they just turned 30, right? They're just now entering 30.
Ooh, I'm pretty sure that Issa's birthday last season, she turned 30.
Yeah. So it's just, you just don't have time for that. At least that's how I feel. If I were Issa and Molly, we'll probably have them talk.
Yeah.
And I think that everything is going to go back to normal, or as much as normal as it could be, or it's going to be the complete opposite. They'll talk, it'll be cordial, and that'll be it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Not even really friends, more like
acquaintances. Yeah.
But, you know, they have their own friend group, so they're going to see each other.
And that's the part like, that has me. Yeah.
But it's not going to be like, they're not going to be each other's person.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
They're not going to have that Sunday yoga smoke sesh anymore.
Nope. Self-care Sundays.
That's what it is.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited for this episode.
Yeah,
me too. I wish they were longer.
I know. Yeah. 30 I say this minutes.
Every week. I'm like, just give us longer episodes, please.
Yeah, because I didn't like how this one ended.
I blink.
Like, oh, that's it?
I literally blink and then it's over. And it's like, what? Mm-hmm. Run that back. Yeah. We actually technically watch each episode twice. We watch it Sunday and we watch it on Monday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We all started talking at the same time. No, we're going to actually head into our what's hot right now, our hot topic. But before we do, we're going to go ahead and jump into a quick 2 to 3 minute break. So check us back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
What do trees make you think of? life, longevity, health. There's a reason for that. They're the building blocks of our ecosystems, capable of restoring land and environment while creating stable food systems and economic opportunity. At Trees for the Future, for 30 years, we've worked with smallholder farmers in developing countries to establish sustainable agroforestry methods. Where there was once deforestation and poor agricultural practices, there are now thriving microenvironments we call forest gardens, made up of more than 50 species of trees and dozens of shrubs, fruits, and vegetables. Through Trees for the Future's forest garden approach, thousands of farming families have successfully brought their land back to life. A sustainable solution to hunger, poverty, and climate change. Sponsored by Trees for the Future. You're invited to join the movement at trees.org/radio.
Hey, Seattle.
Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 a.m. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we did a review of the week, told you guys about some new releases, and also talked about the most recent episode of Insecure. If you haven't checked any of those out, we recommend it.
Totally bingeable. Totally bingeable.
But now we're going to get into our hot topic, or what's hot right now. We're going to talk about things that happened. What is today's date?
Today's the 21st.
Last 21st. Week.
Yes.
You guys, ooh. Quarantine's really doing things to me. It's the same day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
yeah.
Groundhog
so,
day.
You know, like, so I guess last week, Boosie got on IG Live, which he does very frequently.
He was banned because he's on
been,
there.
He's been like actually kind of warned because he's had women get on there and show their genitalia.
Areas. Yeah.
Which is not allowed on Instagram. And so, you know, usually he monitors that better, but he decided to get on IG Live last week and let everyone know that he facilitated really the molestation of his son and nephews by a grown woman, and they're like 12 and 13 years old.
Yeah.
So he's proud of himself and he thinks that he's doing the right thing. You know, even in the video, he said, you know, I'm training them right. I'm training them good. Ugh. And then also went on to explain to us that the woman was grown. So
these are adult women. These are women like probably us. Okay.
Being a dad right now, listening to this, I'm not a fan. Like,
no, Penny, it's sick.
So not
and,
cool.
And
so
it's absolutely disgusting.
And he's admitted that oftentimes these are women that he has also been with. Like, sir. God.
Yeah. So this isn't the first time that something like this has happened. He actually said something also just as concerning probably a couple of weeks prior. But we really wanted to bring this topic up today and kind of talk about it because we feel like there should be more, I guess we want to say negative news surrounding it. Like, we want people to be talking about this because it's important.
Yes.
Had the situation been flipped and it had been, you know,
a mom talking about
facilitating it for her daughter, or if it had just been Boosie was buying someone for his daughter, everyone would be up in arms because, you know, that's what we do in society. We fight for the ladies, but it happens to young boys as well. Mm-hmm. And we think that we've seen a few things that are kind of cringy on the internet where people are normalizing it. Like, oh yeah, like that's just kind of how it is. Or
boys will be boys and
all of these things, but it's really not okay. Mm-mm. They're 12 and 13, and I'm going to say unless they were consenting, which at 12 and 13 in no state are you a consenting adult. Uh-uh. So it's wrong. But I also feel that I don't understand why he felt so emboldened as to get onto the internet and put that out there.
As if it was something to be proud of.
As if it's not completely illegal. And I'd actually love to know whether or not they plan to bring
pursue
any charges
or investigate.
Right,
or,
because
yeah.
At the minimum, CPS should be called.
You know, this is somebody who's made public claims, and people even called him out on the video. Like, hey, that's not okay. That's rape. Ended the video, so he knew that I'm probably crossed the line here. Okay,
right.
This isn't the first time that he's done this, though.
No,
a couple years ago. What was with his other son? And
what was he saying, or what was done then?
It was similar, the same thing.
Same.
It was the same thing. Yeah.
So here's the thing. Clearly, there's a pattern. Mm-hmm. You know, this is, and another video that we saw was one of his younger, I don't know if it was a cousin or
yeah, that's friend. The one I was talking about a couple weeks ago.
Okay, yeah, where he asked him to show him how to perform oral, and he was like complimenting his lips, I guess, in a very uncomfortable way. Like, you've got such pretty lips, you've got nice lips, boy, this and that and the other. And I'm like, a grown man talking to a teenager about his lips the way that he was, it made me uncomfortable. It's right. So uncomfortable.
He's problematic, and what I really find just like the most shocking is that he had the audacity to say anything about Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union's parenting style. Because I'm like, he had a lot to say about Zaya. I didn't appreciate that.
There were
a ton of people that backed him on that thought process. But I'm like, sir, you are over here willingly. No, you're actually paying for a grown woman to assault your child. And you have the nerve to talk about how Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union are raising their child.
Have several seats, sir.
Yeah. This isn't your fight. This isn't your battle. And he's also pretty abusive to his children. We saw something else where he beats them up. And I'm just kind of like, you are not dad of the year.
At all, by any means. He's in that same category as Future.
You know, and I think, honestly, I hate cancel culture, but I think we should cancel Boosie. I don't think that we should listen to his music, and I don't think that we should support him anymore, because
I'm just going to, no offense, but I don't think Boosie's got great music.
I don't listen to his music.
I can't. Cool. Great. So we've already.
I mean, like, no. We are, but.
We're already halfway there.
Black community.
You know, it's just, anytime it comes to children and adults, you know, doing things to children, or, you know, these children don't necessarily understand that this is not necessarily okay. You know, I mean, who knows how they've been raised? And so, it comes back to the whole, I'm not necessarily relating him to R. Kelly, but like, R. Kelly was somebody who was put up on this pedestal. All this stuff comes to find out about what you've been doing with these little girls, this and that and the other, and cancel, because that's not okay. These are children.
Right.
Same thing with you, Boosie. These are your direct descendants that you're over here putting in these situations.
Like, they're going to grow up with so much probably like trauma.
And like, this is all public too, you know?
And everybody now knows about this. I think it's really unfortunate. And I feel really sorry for his kids. And I just hope that like CPS is involved.
Get some counseling.
It's not okay.
Not okay. I am not okay with this.
Speaking of,
I guess, you know,
traumatic experiences and how those can affect you, we're going to roll into our next little topic. May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Indeed. Indeed it is. And a little background behind that is it's been recognized and celebrated since 1949. I don't know necessarily if it's been the month of May the whole time, but that's officially when they acknowledged it as something that, hey, many people deal with mental illnesses and mental health is very important. Let's dedicate time to educating and celebrating that.
And I think that it's extremely important, especially in the Black community, for people to be aware of this. And even with what we were just talking about, it's extremely important because there's so many things that I think are normalized and they affect us on the long run. And that play a factor in our mental health.
It does. And mental health can range, you know, I see a lot of people who dismiss certain mental health disorders or problems or things like that. And there's just, it's levels to this, you know, just because you might deal with, you know, anxiety and depression doesn't mean that like you're any less important than those who might be dealing with schizophrenia, bipolar, et cetera. Okay. We're all one in this. We are all human and we all have days when we're not okay, you know, regardless of whatever you may or may not be diagnosed with. And May, I want to ask you specifically, like, especially during this time with this pandemic and the lockdown going on, I know that it's very important that we talk about mental health. Mm-hmm. But I want to know, like, with you, how maybe mental health has affected you during this, and or how you've been able to find like sanity or solace in this. What's helped, what's worked for you, and what hasn't?
Well, one thing, I go to therapy, and so that's been helping a lot. I've been seeing my therapist every 2 weeks now, since the pandemic started. Usually I'm seeing her at least once a month just for what I call mental maintenance. But, I am a huge, huge advocate for getting therapy. Even though you think that you're doing okay, you might go to therapy and like just unbox like a whole bunch of things. Like one of the great things that I like about going to therapy, it's talking to someone who has an unbiased opinion.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Because you go to a friend and they comfort you, give you advice, but going to a therapist makes you think and analyze about what exactly you're going through. Yeah. And the thing is, you don't have to have depression or anxiety or some kind of mental health condition to see a therapist. It doesn't require a diagnosis for you to see one. So, and that's, you know, mental health awareness, it's obviously a month, well, that is really important to me in general, just because there's so much stigma.
Right.
And
right.
Like, I've been dealing with depression since my early 20s and started going to therapy, started taking medication. And then with my story, it wasn't until when I was later in my 20s when I went back to get diagnosed again as bipolar. So you hear a lot with the stigma, and you hear a lot about, oh, I'm so OCD, or I'm bipolar today. People don't realize what that actually means.
Yeah.
There's so, so much more about it. And I wish that, I hope that a lot of people become more, just get more educated about
yes.
the topic.
Yes.
Because really, mental health, like the stigma is real. So even just I'm coming to terms with actually telling people, because like you say that you're bipolar and then all of a sudden it's kind of like, ooh, do I really need to? I wonder what she's going to be like, or what
yeah,
does that mean?
Right.
Is she going to go back?
Right.
Yeah, there's layers to it. And yeah. A lot of people, like with the statistics, a lot of people who do have mental health disorders or illnesses, they don't find out about it or get diagnosed with it until they're in their 20s or closer to their 30s.
I find that a lot with young men too, especially young men.
Well, I'm sure it takes men also a while to kind of,
nothing's wrong with me.
Something wrong with them, and they should get diagnosed. Because men are supposed to be strong mentally, physically.
I want to actually touch back on that and something that you said too, Macy, is that, you don't have to be diagnosed with anything to go and talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. And then also that stigma of trying to remain strong and put on this front in like the Black community.
Absolutely.
We don't talk about stuff like that. It's frowned upon or like,
you don't put your business out there.
Right. Or, you're seen as... They label it as crazy. If you have any type of mental disorder, anything like that, or disability or whatever you live with, you're crazy. It's written off and dismissed as that. And like you said, huge stigma. Some people look at that and hear that and they just walk away from it because they're like, that's a box that I don't need to unwrap.
Exactly.
And I'm really actually glad that you spoke to that, Macy, because that's direct perspective from somebody who experiences that and deals with that. I have yet to find a therapist, and that is something that it was one of my 2020 goals.
I had a question for you, Macy. Are you going physically to your therapist?
They've been offering with the organization that I go to for my mental health. They have been doing virtual visits for several years now. And that's been something that they've been able to stick with more than ever. So phone visits and virtual visits during this time. They even have group therapy visits through Teams, Microsoft Teams. So
that's awesome.
They have been able to continue doing that. So and in general, even if there wasn't this pandemic, there are so many ways to get in touch.
Absolutely.
Right.
Therapist. You can text with one. You can do a video chat with them. There's so many different ways. It's not just limited to actually physically going in to be seen.
Yeah, I just wanted to know like how you were going to see yours, because I actually was looking at therapists leading up to all of this, and I had a few women like I was like, oh yeah, I want to check their spot out, but then the pandemic hit. I've been thinking about trying to find some virtual therapists, but
I love that, and it's easily accessible, so there's really no excuse.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, thank you for talking to us about that, May. We really appreciate it. We're going to jump into a really quick recap before we close out for the week. All right.
That's
good. Hey, take it away. Having Macy on the show, how was that?
The way.
Obviously. I mean, you've been great to have, honestly. Thank you so much, May.
Thank you.
Where can they check your podcast out?
Oh, we are on all streaming platforms. So, you can find us wherever. We're there.
Check that out, you guys.
And it's GNLT Podcast.
Yes. On Instagram and Twitter. Follow and subscribe, if you will.
Love.
Girls Need Love, too. And that's T-O-O.
Our icebreaker was also the way.
Absolutely. That was fun. Thanks for participating. We needed that.
Mm-hmm. And then the week.
A recap, I'm going to say music drops, definitely the way. Insecure is still the way. This Molly and Issa rift, not the way.
Yeah.
Not the way.
Boosie is not the way.
Never. No. Not ever.
We're done with that.
Never going to be the way, ever.
Gross.
And then Mental Health Awareness Month, definitely the way. May giving us her insight and little pieces on that. Definitely the way, because that was something that I think I needed to hear as well.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for coming. Yeah, no problem. All right. We will catch you guys next week. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Bye. Peace.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week. Same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.